Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Cost me my life, I can't play with this. Bible junkies see my face with this. And every service fill my plate with this. And I'm subject to the Holy Spirit on another level. Fly away with this. Heaven bound, gotta make the list. My name on the roll, I can't hit and miss. Y'all looking like y'all need real joy. All you churchgoers need to get with this. My aim is to be a giant in the kingdom. That's why every good lies, I gotta beat them. Every wolf in sheep clothing, I gotta see them. Ain't just trying to be like Christ, I'm trying to be them. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to see him. It's in me like Gatorade. Careful what I do and say from the AM all the way to the PM. PM. All day, I gotta worship him all day. I gotta report to him all day. That's why I ain't worried about what y'all say. No way. Hey, I'm cold like a green light. And I got faith in a chokehold, throwing big blows in a mean fight. But I ain't mad though, cause I got new life. I got a show in my heart, yeah. Like a pot full and running over. He delivered me at the start, yeah. Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got light minds. Catch me smiling all the time. Cause ain't never nobody but the devil.
Nobody.
Ain't never nobody but the devil.
Ain't mad at nobody but the devil. How the pot gon' be mad at each other? Tried to take me out, but God would love him. He tried to trick me, but he ain't that clever. All but took me to another level. Show me who he made me to be in the mirror. Now I'm looking for the man in the mirror. Second Sam when I'm on the stage. Doing shows, getting soul saved. Celebrating like we at a parade. I'm blowing up like they throw the grenade. No Gatorade, but he quenched my thirst. Need a living water, so I put him first. The gift of gab, watch our body diverse. The gift of gab, watch our body diverse. Yeah, body diverse. No mean mug, smiling all the time. So my gold shining like all the time. I'm thanking God for this life of mine.
I'm thanking God for this life of mine.
Could have been locked up a long time. Now it's biblical rhyme, line for line. He moving mountains, I ain't gotta climb. God co-signing, said the game mine. Upset, just a waste of time. I don't waste time when I'm on a mission. Thumbing through the scriptures, seeking ammunition. Word locked and loaded in my heart to get it. Paint perfect pictures so my lyrics vivid. I dip and dab in the Holy Spirit. Flesh weak, but the spirit will it.
I got a show in my heart, like a pot full of running over. He delivered me out the dark. Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got light minds. Can't be smiling all the time. Cause ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Jump full and it's running though.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Cup full and it's running though.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Ain't
man with nobody but the devil.
Yeah.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Yeah. Oh, okay. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God, our Father, Yah, His Son, Yah, Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you to the four corners of God's beautiful earth. You know what? You know what I'm saying? Wherever you are, no matter what is going on, just stop just for a second and give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. You know, because he deserves it. He deserves all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Hey, it's good. It's Monday, and we get ready to, you know, do this. You know, we had a wonderful time at Lions Park on Saturday. I pray that you were praying for us and not praying against us. And you know, that's what we have to do. We'll get into that in a minute. Let's clear our hearts and minds as we go before the throne of Yah in prayer. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come before you giving you love, honor, glory, and praise because you show us your love, grace, and mercy continuously. And we say thank you. We thank you for the remission of sins by the shedding of the blood, sacrificing your only begotten Son, Yahshua, our HaMashiach, the Savior. He is the way, the truth, and the life back to you. He sent his Holy Spirit to comfort and strengthen us, and we are filled with it right here, and we say thank you. We thank you for the many blessings bestowed upon us and our families watching over us and keeping us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet with your comfort, your strength, your guidance, your guardian protection, your healing, your resurrection, your revival, renewal in our lives, in our minds, body, and soul. Father God, right now I lay myself at your feet, at your throne, asking for forgiveness, redemption, healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, everything in my mind, body, and soul that is trying to hold me back, that's trying to kill me or destroy me. I ask it to be removed right now in the name of your Son, Yahshua. I ask it openly right now because you say, well, two or three are gathered in your name. You are in the midst. And Father God, yeah, I trust in you and believe in you. I have faith in you. So I know that the healing is taking place. I know that I am healed by the name of your Son, Yahshua. I thank you for the many blessings of my life. I thank you for all the things that you've done, things that you're doing and yet to do. I thank you for bringing me through the trials and tribulations of hurtful past issues and relationships and things that have caused me to go into depression and in an area of darkness where I didn't want anything, anybody, and not even you. And right now, yeah, I just thank you for the forgiveness and leaving the door open because you know my heart is with you as I strive every day to be more and more like Yahshua, your Son. I thank you for this ministry, this Young Adults Talk nonprofit, everything that you've done for us and that you're doing, Sacred Words that was founded by my dad. I thank you for giving me the ability and the strength to open my eyes and to carry it on, his dream, his legacy, when everyone else has turned their back on him, when everyone else has turned their back on us, on me. But not you, and I thank you right now. Openly, I'm not ashamed to say I thank you. I cry every night in thankfulness for all that you bring me through. I thank you for enlarging our territory and blessing us indeed as we approach 28 years of next month. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I know that you're preparing that table before me in the presence of my enemies. I know that my head is anointed with your oil, my cup runneth over, but surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house, your house, forever. So right now, everyone that's affiliated with me, that is in my heart, that I love, everyone that is close to me, Father, you know who they are. They know who they are. Some say that they are, but truly not. Some that are far away wants to be here, don't know how. We open the door because you say the doors of the church are always open because we are the church. My heart is open. My love goes out to everyone. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. We will continue to break chains for the kingdom as being chain breakers and kingdom builders for Yahuwah. In the name of his son, Yahshua HaMashiach, the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing gets to the Father without going through him, filled with his Holy Ghost. We will stand strong. Ain't no turning back. We come together, locking and agreeing in the spirit of the Most High, saying hallelujah, thank you, Yah, and amen, amen, and amen. It's time to suit up. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on. We refuse. We ain't turning back. It's time to go get them. Let's go.
Breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
Know the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you know what I'ma do. I'ma keep on pressing.
Cause I refuse to.
I'ma step and press. You know what I'm talking about.
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sting my prey.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up and phone him with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
of depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up, yeah. Don't go weary in your well doing, just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough, yeah. The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping, he's steady creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord, battle with the sword and always stand tall,
stand tall,
yeah. You might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. Grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it.
Yeah.
It ain't no doubt about it.
No.
That's why I'm running for him like I'm power dog. And look, I love him for real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like the one pushed me off a pier. He's my mighty battle axe, so I ain't got nothing to fear.
Hey.
Don't need no matches, I'm a falcon in here.
Hey.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy. The devil sing my praise.
No.
I'ma lift him up and phone you with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
blessing God is making me a man, and I don't have to stress.
No
trouble come my way, I'll just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression,
no.
Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage one and three, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome,
yeah.
Patience to run this race.
Yeah.
Patience to stand on his word, trust him and keep the faith.
Yeah, yeah.
So let us stand united, the devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose, together we make us a body. I'ma give it my all,
yeah.
That's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and stand for God of nothing.
Hey.
So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed, allow the spirit to work through you.
Yeah.
The trouble's on the way, that's something you can't avoid.
No.
And I tell ya, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause yeah. I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
No.
I'ma lift him up and phone him with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
What up? God said he used the foolishness of this world.
Yeah.
To combine the wise. So I guess that's why they don't understand. But I do.
I took off all the time, don't understand. I came from nothing to become a man. I started with a producer, now I got a band. Rock, stop, steady, jumping in the sand. Running circles on the devil like a ceiling fan. Problems, I gave him all to God and he gave me a chance.
When I can't hear one nothing today. Accepting my Lord and my Savior, he gave me a vision so I can be something. Got a whole church jumping like Jordan. Ain't no show, not spitting and recording. I'm glad he gave me this ability to get the word of God in the ministry. Yeah, but wait.
Hold up.
First thing I had to do was grow up. They wanna know my secret because I'm looking like the man, but it's the man with the plan, so I point up. I'm an old demon, so I'm sending back. The heart to the Lord, yeah, I'm giving that. The word of God, I'm receiving that. He gave it unto me, now I'm giving back.
I took off all the down on the ground.
Endured hardship like a soldier and it's about to pay off. So I ain't got time to lay off. Going through the process, climbing up the rank like the playoffs. Plus it's that new music, somebody come pull a tape off. Been through the training, now it's time for these big boys to play ball. And there's only one superhero, so homie, pull your cape off. They say we hit them with the truth, that's the reason they can't face y'all. Cause they afraid to change like the weather and late fall. And no, ain't Nate though, but I'm about to regulate what's in my power. Cause I don't wanna be a part of the great ball. If it's gonna be a great ball, if you ain't known it, you late though. There's more to this Bible than just obey laws. Open your mind. But it's my time and I got purpose with this deal. You see me in the front, but God the one who pulled me out the rear. Call it what you want, I know his favor ain't fair. Catch me on the runway, taking off just like a plane in the air.
I took off on the ground, I came from nothing to become a man.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, peace and blessings to you. Peace and blessings, all honor, glory, and praise to our creator, Yah himself, his son, Yahshua, Yah, Holy Spirit. What's going on with you? Pray all is well with you. Welcome back to the podcast, Breaking Chains, special assignment for this Monday. Shouts out to our mentor and our overseer, the Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp. I am Pastor Rod, hanging out with you. 858-357-9137. Call in and chat with me. Let me throw that disclaimer out there to you. Listen. Breaking Chains is a ministry all about, you know, stepping up against the darkness, the evil, the wicked one himself, and just confronting those evils within ourselves personally and openly, you know, to society, community, neighborhoods, you know, our children, everything. We just have to confront these things. It's time to speak up and speak out and say enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? We've had enough, you know, especially when you get into a season when they call it the third eye. But you know what I'm saying? It's the Holy Spirit within you that is being matured and being made more wise. You understand what I'm saying? Because that means that you are connecting with the Holy Spirit of Yah more that's within you. Your spirit is connecting more with him. So you are becoming more knowledgeable. You know what I'm saying? More intelligent of things that you were dumb to, things that you didn't know anything about, things that were nonsense to you. You understand? So we address those things like, excuse me, right there. You know what I'm saying? The evil is right there in your face, so you have to confront it. You know what I'm saying? When Yahshua walked the earth, you know what I'm saying? He confronted the evil spirits directly. You know what I'm saying? He called them out. You know what I'm saying? He exposed them. He held them accountable. So see, you need to stand on your toes, 10 toes down, brothers and sisters, and speak up and speak out and say, we done had enough. We ain't taking this no more. Enough is enough. That's all we do, man. You take it personally because you think we are attacking the church. How in the hell I'm going to attack myself? And I use the word hell in a way that, you know what I'm saying, that's demonic. You understand what I'm saying? You hear what I say? Demonic. God's church. Ain't nothing about Yah's church that's demonic. You understand? Did you hear what I said? If you are his church, that means that guess what? His Holy Spirit is within you and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Listen. You're going to go through trials and tribulations. You're going to go through hurts and pains. Don't I know? I can testify. Don't I know? I can tell you about it. But listen, you can tell me too. But listen to me. It's time for us to stand up and break some chains, man. It's time for some unity. It's time for some empowerment. It's time for some fellowship. You know what I'm saying? It's time for some brotherly love. It's time for some sister love. You understand what I'm saying? It's time to be your brother's keeper. It's time to be your sister's keeper. All this other stuff is nonsense, man. Who do you think you are? What are we really doing out here? What is really going on? You talking this, you talking that, it means nothing because you think you got all of the money. You got the big house. You got the fancy name brand club. Man, that means nothing to God. You understand? Yah is not little bagged up. Let me tell you, it may mean something to your lowercase G-O-D, but it means nothing to Yah, Yahuwah in his Hebrew name. You understand what I'm saying? The Almighty, the creator of all creation. You understand what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying to you. Because see, listen, we got to get past all this. I sit back, man, and I pray all day. I constantly, I weep. You understand what I'm saying? My heart hurts because of the things I have to see, the things I have to hear, the things I have to constantly go through. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not complaining because you ain't nothing you can do about it because you proved that. Ain't nothing you going to do about it anyway. So I just take it to my daddy and let him just do what he needs to do. Because one thing that was reminded to me today as I was studying and reading and viewing things, listen, no weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon. No weapon. Listen. If a weapon comes up against you physically, you know what I'm saying, and take your life physically, that weapon still has not prospered against you. Oh, he got murdered. Listen, if he or she is a believer, if we are believers, it didn't prosper. Did you hear what I just? See, we got to start living like we believe it. I'm talking to me too, because he talked to me first before he talked to you. See, this special assignment is just about what are we really doing, man? Are we really living by the truth, the way, the truth, and the life, the word?
In beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was who? Yah, it was. Listen. Listen. God hears his name being called as God because he knows our heart. But he knows that, you don't understand what I'm saying? That's the English language that they taught us. But the God that they serve is not the same God that we serve. We have to recognize that the same God that they want you to pledge allegiance to is not the same God that we worship and bow down to, and the one that we fear. You understand? Not because we scared. You know what I'm saying? We fear because we respect him. You understand what I'm saying? We adore him. We love him. You understand what I'm saying? We gave our life up for him. You know what I'm saying? Because he gave his life up for us, because we have to let go of the flesh and give it up to him. You understand what I'm saying? We can't live do double lives. We do it. You do it. I do it. We all do it. You do it every day. You don't even want to acknowledge, and accountability is what time it is. See, when you held accountable for your actions, for your words, then we can grow. When you held accountable for it, you understand, then you understand that there needs to be some reconciliation, that needs to be some forgiveness taking place, some repentance taking place, and we ain't at that place. It's being proven every day. Go to social media, you see it. You got to understand, love is an action. Y'all say love is an action. Love. For y'all so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Believers or whatever. Well, you understand what I'm saying? That was a sacrifice. Somebody died. What are we doing? What are we paying attention to? Listen. I can say this because this is my heart. But see, people listen, let me say this. People look at you for lies and untruths and things that whatever. But let me tell you something. Y'all took broken people and used them anyway. You do know that, right? You do know that Moses murdered an Egyptian, yet he led the Israelites, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. You do know that, right? You do know that. Listen, my sisters. You do know that Rahab was a prostitute, right? Who hid the Israelite spies and was later included in the lineage of Yahshua, Christ himself. You do know that, right? See, you getting misled. You getting distracted from the truth. You understand? You got to understand that. And see, what the problem is that you don't even know what the truth is no more. Because we've been deceived and lied to and manipulated by the press, the media, you know what I'm saying, politicians, you know what I'm saying, even family members, parents, you know, a lot of things go on, man. That's a long line. And when you talk about generational curses, listen, that can go on. Because see, if you continue to serve sin over Yah, you still gonna be cursed. If no matter what's going on or what has gone on, listen. I can't speak for you and your family. I pray that all families can come together and be reconciled back together, so we can all be reconciled back to the kingdom of Yah, God. You understand what I'm saying? Because see what happens is that as long as that thing keeps going on, speaks out and speaks up about it. Listen, speaking up and speaking out and saying enough is enough. Listen. They're going to all be mad at you. Hell, everybody's going to be mad at you. Because it's hell, it's darkness. Being exposed, being held accountable, called out face to face, what's up? You understand what I'm saying? Listen, you living in the streets, got a gun, and you got weapons and all this, and you think you a G, you a gangster, you a thug. Man, no, you not. You a warrior for the kingdom, standing up against spiritual wickedness in high places. Put your guns down and stop killing your brother. Stop killing your sisters with these weapons of mass destruction. And the biggest weapon of mass destruction is the weapon between your lips, your tongue, your mouth, which is life or death. You can speak it. These idiots in high places. He told you, you know what I'm saying? Spiritual wickedness in high places. Making decisions that you ain't got nothing to say in it, huh? And it affects your life. Listen. It involves this earth, who Yah gave you dominion over, and you continue to surrender it unto evil. We continue to surrender it unto evil. What are we doing, man? What's really going on? What are we doing? Seriously. You don't know what the truth is. Listen, listen. The first truth that was should have been introduced in all of our lives, listen, listen, comes from John 4, 14 and 6. When Yahshua, Jesus, said to him, he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And in John 8 and 32, it said, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Listen, are you not accepting the truth because it convicts you? Because it holds you accountable? Because it exposes you? It makes you feel a certain kind of way? It makes you mad? It makes you angry? Huh? Huh? Are you listening to the truth? Because the thing about it is that when you get all into the flesh, when he told us is that our battles and our warfare ain't got nothing to do with flesh and blood. It's in the spirit. It's spiritual warfare. See, those men and women that we see physically, if you know the word, you will know that those spirits were within men and women. Evil spirits. When Yahshua confronted them, he called them out. And they were healed. He called them out. And he was rose from the dead. He called them out. And he can walk. He called them out. He could see. He could hear. She was not a prostitute anymore. He was forgiven for being a murderer. You understand? For an adult. Listen to me. You got to know that he tells you in 1 John 4, do not believe every spirit, beloved, but test the spirits to see whether they are from Yah, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. When he tells you to test the spirit by the spirit, he ain't talking about you. He's talking about the spirits that live within you and his, Yahshua's spirit. If we let him lead and guide, we wouldn't have made the mistakes we made. We wouldn't have gotten in the trouble that we got in. We wouldn't have said the things that we said. Hell, how you know that you wouldn't have damaged the relationships that you did? Have you held yourself accountable before? I have, man, and it hurts. You know, listen, does it hurt you for the people that you have hurt? If it doesn't, you got some problems. And when I say if it doesn't, that means if you haven't asked for forgiveness and repented of that and moved on, and everybody is on one accord with that, no matter if you don't have any more communications, did you fix that situation? Huh? Because see, we going on with our lives, eating our foods and doing things, man, constantly killing our spirit, killing our souls, and wondering why we can't sleep at night, having bad dreams, tossing and turning, sweating. You know what I'm saying? What is it that you're doing? What is it that's going on with you? Because see, when you bad them bad dreams, it's dark and everything. Them your roommates, man, them your future roommates, letting you know, listen, you don't want to come here. You don't want to come here because here is hell. It's always burning. It's always sulfur and flesh smelling and burning and just agony. So see, sometimes we have to be paused and made to be humbled. Because he told us you in Romans 12, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Listen now, he said that by testing you may discern what is the will of Yah, what is good and acceptable and perfect, but not to you, to him. Are we living that way? Are you living that way? See, you can only answer for you, but you got to remember something. Everything that you think you're doing in the private and behind somebody's back and all this, listen, he is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. Listen, he's everywhere all the time at the same time with all power in his hands. He see everything. No matter where you are, he tells you, whether you're in heaven or hell and the earth, wherever you are, I am there. He knows every crack and crevice that you're trying to hide in. He created the heavens and the earth. Are you stupid? That's just plain old ignorance. He tells us, my people perish for the lack of knowledge because they reject the knowledge. And if you're rejecting the knowledge, that means you're rejecting the word. That means you're rejecting him. And since we continue to, listen, thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to me just then. Because you continue to reject him and turn your back on him and his word, who he is, all in one, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Guess what? You will see the children suffer. I am seeing the children suffer. We are seeing the children suffer. They're dying in the streets. Listen. A lot of them are dropping out of school. A lot of them are getting angry. A lot of them are frustrated. A lot of them are sad. A lot of them are depressed. A lot of them are dealing with mental issues. Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you paying attention? Are you doing what James tells us in chapter 1? He says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask Yah, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to you. Is your heart real? Is your heart right? Are you one of those ones that Timothy talks about in 2 Timothy 3? Do you fall in that category that he talked about in these last days? He lets us know that difficulty is coming, but he also lets us know about people like you. You know what I'm saying? Lovers of self, your selfish old selfish old. Ooh, let me tell you something. You just all about money. You know, let me tell you something. Man, when you say lovers of money, for the love of money is the root of all evil. You out there making your paper, man, doing your thing, taking care of your family, building, you know, enterprises and teaching entrepreneurship and giving back to the community and building foundations, man, and doing great things for schools and children and building trust funds for your family yet to come. That's powerful. Oh, hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying? I'm right here now as a man of God, a man after God's own heart, who is studying it and working every day to build up that trust fund. You understand what I'm saying? To build businesses, to advance. You understand? To advance in ministry, to advance in business. You understand what I'm saying? Studying every day, calling on family, saying, come on in. You understand? Let's do this thing. Let's do it. You understand what I'm saying? Let's make this. Hey, you understand? So we can build, so we can grow, so our children's children will be well taken care of mentally, physically, and spiritually, financially. You understand what I'm saying? Land to grow on, land to plant on. You understand what I'm saying? Wealth. You understand what I'm saying? Not just in you, what you call money, which ain't gonna don't mean nothing right now. That dollar bill ain't worth the money that the paper that is pinned on. You understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. See, they building that digital beast for us. And they're trying to take everything away from us. They got things buried under the Vatican that is to cure every disease, to cure every infection, so there won't be no more cancer, so there won't be no more Alzheimer's. You understand what I'm saying? So there won't be no more infections, so there won't be no more of that nonsense, you know, ADHD, things that listen, we wouldn't have that anyway if they was take their hands off our food and our water and the things that polluting the earth. So right now, we stand in agreement right now, all of God's children right now cry out and say, hallelujah, come in right now. Oh, hallelujah, Holy Spirit. You understand that? Go and touch the earth right now. You understand what I'm saying? Cure your people. Cure us right now, your children, y'all. You understand? Touch us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our... Turn it around in the earth right now. You understand? Protect us and put that guardian protection around us all right now. You understand? Increase our territory. Enlarge us right now. Bring us together in unity, in fellowship, in love, because you are love, y'all. So if you are love, greater is he that is in me, which is your Holy Spirit, that means that I love all, and you told me to love my enemies. I ain't got to fool with the people, but I still got to love you. See, you don't know what the special assignment about your life is yet, because you don't want to accept the truth. You want to get caught up with the people that's loving money, people that are proud and arrogant and ignorant. They just arrogant. You know what I'm saying? Abusive. You know what I'm saying? They just disobedient to anybody. You know, got the children being disobedient to grown-ups and parents. Got people just, you just ungrateful for what Yah has done for you just today in this hour right here, in this second, in this minute. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even gave him thanks. Oh, I'm so glad to get away from that job. They get on my own nerves. You know what I'm saying? They just drop. Great. You understand? But let me tell you something. You ain't told them yet. Thank you, Yah, for giving me that 9-to-5. Thank you, Yah, for blessing me to have an opportunity of a weekly check, a bi-weekly check. You understand? Or a monthly check. But just thank you. You understand what I'm saying? For being able to pay the rent, for being able to have a roof over my head, to be able to put food in my belly, to be able to turn on the lights. You understand? When Teddy Pendergrass used to say, turn off the lights and light a candle. Let me tell you something. The day gonna come when you gonna wish you had a candle. Because when they turn off your lights, because they put in a new world order, 2030 agenda in process, they testing everything right now. You don't want to hear the truth, because in the last days now, they ungrateful, they unholy, and guess what? They heartless. They don't care about you. They don't care about me, because they don't even know who Yah is. They are unappeasable. Ain't nothing, not a doggone thing that you're going to be able to do but sacrifice your soul to them and fall under the beast. You understand? You're a fool if you do. Guess what? Guess what? Listen, they slanderous. You understand? If you somebody, guess what? Let me tell you something now. Listen. They going to do everything they can to try to destroy your character, your name, and everything. Listen. If you're afraid of that, you cannot be in the royal priesthood. You understand what I'm saying? Listen. You hear how I talk? I talk because, listen, God be for me. If God be for me, who can be against me? I know you're against me because he tells me about you. Listen. He told me that you ain't got no self-control. You losing control. You getting so angry because Yah is raising up an army right now, and you trying to raise up your little imps. You understand what I'm saying? You losing control, which causes you to become brutal in everything that you do. And you becoming brutal, and it's being seen, you being exposed, and your day is coming. I'm talking to somebody out there. See, you're brutal with your tongue, you're brutal in your actions, you're brutal in your deeds, you're brutal in your thoughts. And let me tell you something. Yah knows all things, all the time, at the same time. Let me tell you something. You ain't loving nothing good. You ain't got nothing good to say about nobody and nothing. You're always complaining. You're always whining. You always got something to say about somebody. You understand? I wouldn't have did it that way. Ooh, I wish she would this. I wish she wouldn't have. Well, oh, if she knew. Oh, I don't know why they do it. But you ain't saying the right things to nobody but yourself. You just doing all that babbling. You heard me? And then you go up in God's house, up in Yah's house. Thank you, Holy Spirit, bring me back on that one. You go up in your God's house, and you thinking that you impressing Yah. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, your mind is saying one thing, but your heart is somewhere totally different. See, you go in my Father's house. You understand what I'm saying? You in there already. Listen, it's some in there filled with that darkness that's over in his house right now, and you think that you getting away with it. Ooh, your day coming. Your day is coming because you treacherous. The word. Now, this is what the word say. You want to get mad? Get mad. Get mad. Go tell Yah you mad at. You understand? Go tell him you mad at what he's saying. You understand what I'm saying? Because he done called you out a long time ago because you treacherous. You'll do anything. You'll do it to anybody. You don't care. And then when it gets to the point when it's time for you to put your name on the dotted line and sell your soul, they may need you, but they're going to get somebody's soul you affiliated with. You paid attention to that? They treacherous. They reckless. You reckless. And guess what, y'all? All of us are reckless in some kind of way in our lives. But are you reckless in an evil way? Are you being reckless because that's who you are, evil? Are you being reckless because you just the child of the evil one? Your father is the father of lies. You understand what I'm saying? He disguises himself as an angel of light. You understand what I'm saying? Manipulation and deception is all what he's about. reckless, and you swollen with conceit. Walk around here with your big head set, with your chest all stuck out. You understand what I'm saying? Thinking you somebody, all on social media fronting. You understand what I'm saying? Sitting in the pews fronting, want to be respected by everybody, and you just as evil and everybody know it, and you think you high. Let me tell you something. Respect. Let me tell you something. Respect is earned. Respect is earned because of who it is that you are affiliated with. And when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about spiritually. Let me tell you something. Listen, did you hear what I said of the broken ones that y'all use? Everybody know about King David, who committed adultery, and he murdered a man to go commit adultery with his wife. But listen, but he repented and became a man after God's own heart, the greatest king ever walked the earth. You ain't listening. You don't listen. You don't listen. Listen now. Even Elijah. Elijah struggled with depression and fear, but he accomplished a great feat through Yah's power. Read about it in the First Kings. So don't you give up on you because you run up into people that are treacherous and reckless, swollen with conceit, trying to make you feel like a nothing because they think that they everything. See, let me tell you something. If they think that they everything, they don't serve the true and righteous Yahuwah. You know what I'm saying? The creator of all creation. They ain't filled with the Holy Spirit of Yahshua HaMashiach. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with them. You feel me? So don't let them busters, them old treacherous, reckless people, make you feel like you are nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Listen, I had to tell myself that. I had to tell myself that. Because people that, people that I love, people that were close to me, you understand what I'm saying? That I thought that loved me and cared about me was the ones that was killing me emotionally, ones that was killing me mentally. You understand what I'm saying? Attacking me physically. You understand? And I was, let me tell you something. Listen, love is a pleasure. You understand? I'd rather have this. Listen. I'd rather do that. You understand? Love is a pleasure. You understand? I say, come on, let's go to the park and pray. You can make it because guess what? You was out partying Friday night. I saw you. Listen. How I saw you? Because your crazy self all on social media posting it. You can't get out because you talking about I had other things to do. What you was doing? You was out shopping because you had to get ready for the ball that night. You had to get ready for the cabaret. But you can't ever do all of that for Yah. He say, just come as you are. Come as you are. Come as you are. Listen. I just told you now. I just read to you now. I just told you. Moses was a murderer. Noah liked to drink. Noah was a drunkard. But who built the ark? Noah, who built the ark? Brother Noah built the ark. What? So you mean to tell me that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that you believe from the word? Because you don't have the discernment to be able to know that they just got the appearance of godliness, but denying his power? He say avoid those people, but we around them every day. We trying to impress them every day. You understand? And what's the deal? What's the deal? What's so hard to understand? If you don't want to know the truth, You'll never be woke. You'll never be free. When he told us to always stay awake. He told us to always be aware. And say, Matthew, he said, because you don't know when the day when your Savior is returning. But he reminded you of something that he said the master of the house had known in which part of the night that the thief was coming. He would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. He gave you something to understand because you too ignorant to get into the word. I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I'm just saying ignorance is a bliss. Because, listen, You don't want to read. You don't want to study. There's so much technology out there. You letting technology be your brain. You letting technology make decisions for you, which is evil. Technology is good in a lot of areas, but not for you. No, living in communication with others and things of the Most High. You understand? He said, therefore, you must be ready. The Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Is your life in order? You understand? Because listen. You got to be serious about this. You know? And we're not understanding that. You know? And we're not taking time to understand it. And then when people bring it to you, why do you get mad? Why? Why do you get upset? You know, why? Because listen, Yah has already told us what not to do. Why do we do it? Seriously, why do we do it when we know it's wrong? When we know it's something that we're not even supposed to be affiliated with. We know this. We already go in knowing, but then when it backfires and the repercussions come, why get mad? You were already warned, you were already informed. This is just like mom and daddy tell you, you better clean your room or else. What is the problem? Go and read the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 28, the difference between obedience and disobedience. So why do you take Yah so lightly, who created you, who blew the breath of his breath into you to give you life? He told us that we got to pay attention. In 2 Peter, that he say, knowing this of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. Looking for a way to deceive you, manipulate your mind, lead you astray, pull you away from the light into the darkness. You've been there. You've been there. You've been there before. But are you paying to what the Apostle Luke told us? He told us there'll be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. Everybody was so mesmerized about the eclipse, but were you paying attention to what the Apostle Luke told us? Did you see the signs? Did you know what they meant? He's saying on the earth, the distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming in the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Listen, what do you see going on around you every day? Don't you know that the day is coming that you're going to have to give every account of every careless word that we've spoken, every careless deed that we have done, every careless thoughts that we have had that we did not repent for, that we did not step away from, ask for forgiveness. Listen, you were forgiven by the shedding of his blood. The remission of sins took place. But you had to accept and believe and have faith in that, trust in that, put that first above all things. And he said, you just needed to have faith the size of a mustard seed. Some of you ain't never seen a mustard seed. You go throw it out there in the grass, one mustard seed, I guarantee you'll never find it for a long time. Unless you saw exactly the way you dropped it, and you better be ready to dig. I'm just saying, man, what are we doing? What's going on? I ain't never here. Listen, it's easy to attack people. That's easy to do. But if that's all that you're going to do, you ain't about nothing yourself then. If you're always attacking others, that's not growth for the people. The people need to know why are those people being attacked? What is it that we need to know so that we know how to not be attacked by them too? How do we discern? There's a lot of people out there don't know. There's a lot of people out there that don't know how to study. A lot of people don't know how to read, write. And guess what? They're ashamed of that. Listen. You got to understand. 1 Corinthians tell us that Yah is not a. Yahuwah is not a Yah of confusion, but a peace. Yah can't confuse itself. How can I confuse myself and I know all things? That's what he said to you. How am I going to confuse myself and I knew you before you even entered into your mother's womb? Do we read his word and take it as he is right there talking to us? As is the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. The Lamb being in your presence. He is talking to you. He's sitting there and you can turn to St. Matthew 10 and Yahshua sitting there saying, listen, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be as wise as serpents and innocent as doves. He's sitting right there telling you. He say, be wise as serpents, but innocent as doves. Are we listening? Are we paying attention? Are we asking to be one with him? Are we asking to be in his presence? Are we asking him to change our identity so we can look more and more like him? Are we? Pastor Rod hanging out, Breaking Chains, Special Assignment Podcast, 858-357-9137. You understand? 37? You got to become one with him. Drew Tony, G-O-N Music, become one with him. Break a chain.
I want to be one with you. I want to live in your truth. I want to be spirit-led. Jesus, my daily bread. Oh yeah. Father and Master of the universe, in my heart I know you designed you to be first. Lord, help me and I will do the best I can. Have mercy on me, cause I am just a man. Got me day by day and light my path. Don't let me go too slow or move too fast. Pour your spirit out and anoint me afresh. I don't wanna hurt no one, don't wanna make a mess.
Out to you, confess my sins and say, with you.
Breaking Chains, a talk show for the people to express themselves and let their voices be heard. Breaking Chains, call in and let your voice be heard at 858-357-9137 or live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, Y-A-T Radio, or send us an email at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. It's Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Young Adults Talk is Breaking Chains.
Breaking Chains.
Breaking Chains.
It don't matter what it look like, it don't matter what it feel like, it don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man, and I'm taking it off the top just like that, you understand?
God.
Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So I ain't got time for no playing, cause see faith work if I love,
yeah.
And I love the fact that he slay me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on the direction, it's surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the hit light in me, cause I wear around like a necklace,
yeah.
God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like life camera action. With this jealousy and blood on the ground, I need everybody to get with it. All the walls we done built, trying to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together, like a Jericho. And we gon' march and make a sound, unbelieving for better. And what it put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference. And to everybody that listening, you need to do your own part of bitching and stop looking off from a distance. Stop the talking, let's do this. Looking around like what's the next move here. Just follow me and I'm going for it.
Some things, man, you gotta walk through it. So he slayed me, yet I trust him. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush him. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Feel like I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. So let the evil spark, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who said to sit the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. With a message, no flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah. I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand, and it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan.
Let's go.
So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is.
Yeah.
Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it, cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy, cause I believe the impossible.
and praise to our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, His only begotten Son, Yahshua, our HaMashiach. Yah, Holy Spirit, what's going on to you? I pray all is well with you, man. Stepping into this second hour, man, it's been a blessing tonight. Breaking Chains Special Assignment Podcast. I'm Pastor Rod. Shout out to our overseer and our mentor, Pastor Dr. LaVert Kemp, and all of God's children out there. Yah loves us all. He loves all His children. You still have the opportunity to come into the family of the royal priesthood as long as you, surrender, repent and sacrifice your life over to Him. Just, give it up. You know what I'm saying? We all going to have trials and tribulations. We all going to go through pain and suffering, some more than others. You know what I'm saying? Some more painful, more hurtful. You know what I'm saying? And you can't judge anyone based on that. You got to stop looking at people for what you see physically, because you don't know what someone else is going through. You know what I'm saying? Because the Apostle John told us in John 4 that, you know what I'm saying, Yah is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. You know, that's what you have to, it's impossible to do it any other kind of way. You know what I'm saying? And Timothy told us in 2 Timothy 2 that we have to do our very best to present ourselves to Yah as one approved, a worker who needs not to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. I'm not ashamed. You may know my past, but I know my past too. But the most important thing, Yahuwah knows my past. And He sent His only begotten Son, Yahshua, to forgive me. You understand what I'm saying? And He sent Yah, Holy Spirit, to protect, comfort, and strengthen me. He let me know about your lying lips. They're going to be an abomination to Him. And He told us those who act faithfully are His delight. We know you got lying lips out there. We know that you try to destroy people's character and hurt people. But we know that we have to keep on the full armor of Yah, keeping the sword of the Spirit, His word, keeping on our shield of faith, just even as the size of a mustard seed. Ooh, the breastplate of righteousness. I know you're saying it's hard to stay righteous out here in this evil world, but that comes with knowing you got on the helmet of salvation, strapped up with His belt of truth, which is Him, and walking with His boots on, peace. His peace gives you peace that surpasses all understanding. We have to accept that. And in order to accept it, you have to be ready for it. You got to have real love in your heart. He told us what real love is, not what man says, but what Yahuwah says Himself. He said love is patient and kind. It don't envy. It don't boast. It ain't arrogant. It ain't rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Yeah, I know that we all go to, listen. Yeah, who don't get irritated? But it says not irritable or resentful. That means that, listen, you ain't like that with your brothers and sisters. Yeah, you're going to go through your moments, man. You get aggravated. You know, my dog get on my nerves sometimes. This situation gets on my nerves sometimes. I wish that situation over there wouldn't have to come. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. Everybody gets that. But listen to what Yah is saying to us. You get upset with me, I get upset with you, but the love is real. It's real. When you constantly dogging somebody out, putting them down and talking about them and trying to have just your own way, and it makes no sense being arrogant and rude all the time, that's just you, man, ain't no love in you. You don't even love yourself right now. We have to pray for you, that Yahuwah will allow you to go on so you can receive the Holy Spirit of His only begotten Son, Yahshua. We all go through something, brothers and sisters. Everybody got something going on, but how does that eliminate you from being your brother's keeper? How does that eliminate you from being your sister's keeper? Huh? Huh? Because of His own will, He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be kind of first fruits of His creatures. We should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Listen, come on.
He loves us so much. He's so patient with us and kind, gracious and merciful. In a 24-hour day, what is it that you know that was not pleasing in his eyes? Have you acknowledged it? Have you held yourself accountable? Have you asked for forgiveness of it? I'm just saying. What are we doing? What's going on? Seriously. Seriously. We hear man out of love. Man is not helping us to pay the bills. Man is not feeding us. Man is not doing any. Listen, we are not out here begging for money and all this for you to give. Well, listen, we want to be what we're called to be, fishers of men. We want to be the disciples that he's called us to be. You understand? We want to live by the great commission that we took on to be his disciples, to go out and preach and teach the word and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and bring in his word, because we know that Timothy told us that his word, you know what I'm saying, because all of his word is breathed out by Yah himself, profitable for teaching, reproof, and correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be completely equipped for every good work. For every good work. Good according to him, not you. Because some things that you may think good is not good in his eyes. He said, listen now, you know, I sit high and look low, and my ways and thoughts are not your ways and thoughts. So, you know, make sure that, you know what I'm saying, we're following the plan that he gave the prophet Jeremiah to give to us, that, you know, he ain't do nothing here. Most importantly, out of that just sticks to me, that he said that he would do nothing to harm us. So the harm comes from us. And when we harm others, are we looking at the marvelous, lovely book of Psalms in 86 when it says, teach me your way, O Yah, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. You feel me? Because see, the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yahshua HaMashiach. You understand? So we have to get to know the truth. Get to know the truth. You will be able to pay attention to what's going on around you and be able to understand when he tells us about these last days. Because it's happening. My niece is graduating. Hallelujah. Proud of her. Jade Ari is graduating next week, you know, in Mobile, Alabama at Blount High School, right? And you know, Sunday morning and at the baccalaureate service, right? And the student choir and their choir directors and the band directors, man, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all the leadership, you know, over there, man. Shouts out to you. Congratulations. But listen, you know what I'm saying? The spirit of the Most High. You know what I'm saying? The spirit of Yahshua HaMashiach was present. And I'm talking about high in that place. You understand what I'm saying? Moving, you know, and it takes you to Joel chapter 2 when he says that it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. He said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams and your young men shall see visions. If you could have saw the movement of the Most High in that place, if you could have saw the Holy Spirit touching those young people, those graduates, tears coming out of their eyes, you understand? The Spirit just wrapping his arms around them and letting them know that I am here. God got you. I don't care what they done told you, but I got you. I am right here. I love you. I ain't gonna never leave nor forsake you. I'm gonna be there when you get there. I'm gonna be there with you. I'm gonna be there when you leave. I'm gonna be walking with you. My righteous right hand is extended to you at all times. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you ain't got no reason to fear no evil, because I am there with you. My rod and my staff, they gonna comfort you, because that rod of a shepherd and the staff of a shepherd is there to pull the sheep back and to beat the hell out of the wolves that's coming for the sheep. So let me tell you something, you better encamp wrapping around these children. You better embrace them. You better train up a child in the way he should go, so when he's older, he will not depart from it. I was raised up in Yah's house. You understand what I'm saying? I departed from it, but look where I am. You know what I'm saying? I am ordained man of God, ordained pastor, anointed of the Most High, chosen of the Most High, called of the Most High, because man don't want me doing this right here, because he say that you too radical, you stirring up the wrong thing, you this, it's the way that you're coming at people. But I got to tell them something I heard on social media. Your crazy self so worrying about how I'm delivering the message instead of you paying attention and discerning the message. You understand? I'm just a messenger of the Most High Yahuwah. You understand? Either you receive it or you do not. That's your choice. I don't make that choice for you. See, it don't matter that people don't hit the like button or don't hit the dislike button or don't pay attention to what we saying. See, you worrying about how many numbers, but how many lives are you saving? How many souls are going back to the Most High after they leave this earth? You understand what I'm saying? How many people are paying attention to the words that are coming out of your mouth? Are they using them to deceive themselves and others? Listen, a lot of people can use a lot of great things these men and powerful men and women of God are saying and try to turn it around to mean it's for bad. Listen, he told you that was going to happen, that what is good will try to be used as evil, and what is evil will try to be used as good. But you, being a child of the Most High, know the difference between light and darkness. You know the difference between good and evil. Sin is sin. Ain't no categories under sin. Sin is sin. And the thing about it was the Ten Commandments was a top 10 category for you if you want to categorize things. You understand what I'm saying? And then when you talk about when Yahshua, Yahuwah in the flesh, in the air, he left us with two. So 12 out of his whole word, what are you paying attention to? What are you doing? What you got going on? Are you worried about what everybody else doing instead of what you doing? And you missing the mark? One thing that I have paid attention to, and it hurts to have to come to this discernment, that I have been in a situation where I have left Roderick to go help others. You understand? I ain't talking about, I can't literally leave myself, but you know what I'm saying? Put yourself on hold to try to make sure others, and that's the call of a servant, of course. But see, when it's time to say enough is enough of you with your abusive and vindictive and treacherous evil ways, got to let you go. You know, Michael Jackson said, just leave me alone. I've been saying that, man. You know, and may he rest in peace. They hated Michael, man. That's why they killed him. He was too powerful. And he told us, listen, there's a message in a lot of music. Are you paying attention? They don't really care about us. Beat me. Listen, let's get to the word, man. Study your word. Study yourself. Yourself approved. You understand? You know, Apostle Paul told us in Philippians, he said, it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Yahshua, the HaMashiach. You understand what I'm saying? Are you ready? He said, test everything, but hold fast to what is good. Are you doing that? He's sitting there right there talking to you. And if you don't understand, just be like David. David told him in Psalms 119, I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. Read his word. Listen, because Timothy told us in chapter 6 that if anyone teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord, you know, saying Yahshua, and the teaching that accords with godliness, he is puffed up with conceit and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy craving for controversy and for quarrels about words, which produce envy, dissension, slander, even suspicious and constant friction among people who are depraved in mind and depraved of the truth, imagining that godliness is a means of gain. Understand that? So you know, we got to get it together. We have to be what Proverbs tells us in chapter 2. We have to receive his words and treasure up his commandments with us, and making our ears attentive to wisdom and inclining our heart to understanding. It says, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as a hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of Yah. That was me. I made my ear attentive to his wisdom, inclined my heart to his understanding, receiving his words and treasuring up his commandments with me, striving to be more and more like him, calling on him for the insight, raising my voice, don't you hear? For understanding, talking to him, bringing it to you, seeking it out like silver, like hidden treasures. So I can gain understanding. He said, you can get that knowledge and wisdom, but in all thy getting, get an understanding. So brothers and sisters, gain the knowledge and wisdom of his word, but gain most importantly the understanding. Because he told us that in the latter days, guess what? The Spirit expressly tells you that in the latter days, some would depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teaching of demons. A lot of them know what's going on, but they was just too impatient, didn't have the faith and the patience to wait on Yah. Because you can tell the difference, because the heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouths of fools, they feed on folly. That's all you do is pay attention. Pay attention to they telling you who they are. See, it'd be a difference. I was coming on here talking about everybody's business, trying to talk about this person, this movie star, that actor, that rapper, that singer, that politician. That's easy to do. That's folly. Let's feed on the truth. Let's talk about the truth. Because the truth is what sets you free. The truth. The truth is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the truth. Because I know that his wisdom is pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, good fruits, impartial, and sincere. See, Proverbs tell us you got to have an intelligent heart which acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. See, you got to be in that category. See, they wonder why you changed. They wonder why I changed. They wonder why my life ain't the same. Why I ain't hanging out? Why I ain't doing this? Why you ain't? Why this? Why he acting this? Listen. Because Proverbs told me, folly is a joy to him who lacks sense. I had time and fun out there, losing my mind, partying, drinking, drugs, everything, women, all this kind of stuff, money, hand over hand, doing this, traveling, doing all. But a man of understanding walks straight ahead. I got an understanding in that knowledge and wisdom of reading and studying. I came into knowledge and wisdom of his word. Then I gained understanding, like, I ain't living right. I got to get right, or I'm going straight to hell. I ain't going to hell for nobody. You understand what I'm saying? So I got to get my life right. I had to start getting knowledge and understanding so I can walk straight ahead. So now I just walk sometimes with my blinders on. Sometimes I look over there. Sometimes I look over there. But guess what? Majority of the time I'm walking now like the horses with the blinders on, looking straight ahead, because I got my eyes on the one that's going to pull me out of everything, because I'm looking to the hills from which coming my help, because my help comes from Yah. You understand what I'm saying? I'm seeking ye first, the kingdom of the Most High, because I know that seeking him first and all of his righteousness, all things be added to me. I know that it's going to take some time, but I know that a day, you know what I'm saying, is like 1,000 years to him, and 1,000 years is but a day. So I got to be patient. I got to keep the faith. I got to just pick myself up. I fall down, but he picks me up. You understand? I get weak, but he makes me strong. You understand? I get a little cloudy, but he clears the tears from my eyes. I lay down at night, and guess what? He continues to blow breath into my body. So, you know, yeah. Yeah. You got to understand, a rich man is wise in his own eyes, but a poor man who has understanding will find him out. See, right? Listen, I see through you like I'm looking out the window. You ain't got nobody to fool but you. And when you fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Because I done told my daddy then. Because, see, I know fools like you, false prophets and false Christ going to stand up and arise and perform great signs and wonders as to lead people astray. If possible, even some of them foolish elect people that they think they know but don't know. But don't want to listen to the truth. But we see you. We watching you. Watching you. Maxwell say, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Ain't got no privacy. You ain't got no privacy. The evil one is watching you at all times. God had his protection around his children, but the evil one is looking through your technology. He trying to look through your camera while you on your computer, while you on your phone, listening to what you're talking about. You understand? Going through your files, going through your emails, going, looking at your pictures. He paying attention and got hands on. Listen, they asked you for you. Listen. They been had your social security number. They got your address. They know exactly where you stay, what color your house. You understand what I'm saying? They got everything that they need to try to come. Listen, up against you. They forming weapons to try to come up against you. But they, listen, I told you at the beginning, no weapon formed against us, and all them evil tongues, guess what? Listen, all that stuff is about to backfire. Yeah, I'm just being real with you. You know what I'm saying? Accountability and exposure. Things that you thinking ain't really the truth. Things that are being told to you has been a lie. It's time for you to seek the truth. Seek the truth, and you'll find peace. Seriously. Peace is spiritual within. Physically, it looks like hell. It's hard. You know what I'm saying? You feel it. Painful. Disgusting. Makes you angry. Frustrated. You understand? Tears you down. But that's what the enemy wants you to do. The enemy wants me to combat against myself. The enemy wants me to kill myself. The enemy wants me to destroy myself. The enemy wants the pain and the hurts, the past, the agony, family, friends, so-called people that say they love you to be exposed in front of me so I can hurt and kill myself. That's what the enemy wants. You know what I'm saying? But what Yah wants is for blessings, prosperity. You understand what I'm saying? His glory to be seen through me. His glory to be seen on me. His word and his glory to be heard through me. You understand what I'm saying? So he got me. I just told you it's my season. Yah got me. You understand what I'm saying? So you can keep coming, but eventually you won't be able to get through. Because guess what? That protection is around. And then, you know. See, when you take a covering and remove it, whatever's inside is damaged from the environment, from the weather, from the rain, from everything that's not good gets in. So when you stop covering something or someone or something, you understand what I'm saying? It's exposed. Whew, thank you. Listen, be very careful of what you're doing, what you're saying, and how you're treating people. Yahoo is paying attention. He is love. You better remember some of the worst people in the earth he used to do some of his greatest works. He used them anyway. And you better remember it. You got to remember that. You know? You got to remember the woman that was, listen, I'm gonna leave it with you. Though anyone without sin cast the first stone. You can you? You better go read John chapter 8. Because, see, that woman that was caught in adultery, she was publicly shamed by religious leaders. You understand what I'm saying? publicly shamed and was ready to stone her. You hear what I'm saying? Do you hear me? But Yah got me. She got forgiveness in the new beginning because Yahshua protected her. Yahshua called that evil out. And it had to drop its stones and walk away. See, it tells you, you just say, at the name of Yahshua, the devil got to flee. He was right there in the presence. So when you're walking in his glory, when you're walking in his spirit, you understand what I'm saying? When you're carrying him within you, because you say, great is he that is within me, and if he's really in you, they see it. Some people treat you bad because they see it. Have you ever been in a place where people just acknowledge you and talk to you and show you a certain kind of love and don't even know you? But they see him. They see Yah. They feel his presence. Abound in it. Live in it. Be in love with it. Don't let it go. Say he'll never let you go. He'll never leave nor forsake you. Accept the truth, my brothers and sisters. Let the spirit of discernment take over your life. It means that you're letting him, Yahshua, his spirit, take over your life. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That's a powerful spirit. Better believe it. Because in these last days, they out here. They out here. They out here. They everywhere. But you got to do what Acts 2 says. Peter told them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahshua for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'm just saying. It's time. It's time to break those chains, get away from the nonsense and the lies, and accept the truth. Because if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, then the truth is not in us. So we got to put away falsehood, like the apostle told us in Ephesians chapter 4. Let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. You got to be able to recognize them ones that you can say, you are your father, the devil. And your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in that liar. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. That's your dad. Because 1 John tells us if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. And who is him I'm talking about? If you say you walk in with Yah, you lying. Listen, man, we all got downfalls. We all fall short of the glory every single day. But one thing I do know for sure, we are from Yah. Scripture tells us in 1 John 4, whoever knows Yah listens to us. Whoever is not from Yah does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You feel me? And that's going to be it right there. I'm done with that. I'm done with that, seriously. May the spirit of the Most High continue to bless you and keep you. That is my prayer. May you allow the one knocking at the door of your heart to come on in. Because he wants to come in and sup with you. He wants to come in and comfort and strengthen you and let you know that all is well because of him. He wants you to know all you got to do is just trust in me with all your heart. The Lamb is talking to you. He say, lean not to your own understanding. He says, in all your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. We got nothing to worry about. So we just got to let it go. Leave it alone. And trust in him. Amen? Amen. Hey, man, I enjoyed you tonight. Hanging out with you, Pastor Rod, on this special assignment. Don't forget tomorrow night, History Talk.
with Pastor Dr. Lavert Kemp and the United Theological Seminary and Bible College students. Coming on, man, doing a powerful job on Tuesday night with History Talk. So get involved, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're interested in supporting or just donating to the ministry, we're always going to let you know that you can because we are a nonprofit 501c3 foundation. The Cash App is $YATLIVE, Yat Live. Or wherever you are in the world, you can always send check a money order to the Young Adults Talk Foundation, P.O. Box 70033, Mobile, Alabama 36670. All love is appreciated. Much love to you. Thank you for hanging out tonight. Most gracious and merciful Father, Yah, we thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for your presence tonight. We thank you for allowing your Holy Spirit to be felt within and outside this microphone. Father God, Yah, we just thank you for all that you have done, doing, and yet to do with this ministry, with all of the entities affiliated, the nonprofit, the great works that is yet to do and in store for the people from the entities that you've given us. And Yah, we just thank you for blessing us and keeping us. Thank you for the opportunity, this platform. And we thank you for continuing to bless and increase us and enlarge our territory and bless us indeed as we use the prayer of Jabez and let you know that we're crying out to you and that we hear you and we want to constantly do your work and do your will as you have your way. Allow us to continue to be your platform. Allow us to continue to be your voice. Allow us to be used by you. Allow your Holy Spirit to control our feet, our order, and our steps. And allow your Holy Spirit continue to have power over our tongues and over our airways and this platform of breaking chains. Oh, Father God, Yah, we just thank you for the opportunity. We ask that chains be broken all over the earth from the four corners of it, that are people that are looking and seeking out your marvelous light. Oh, Yah, we just thank you for the opportunity to be used. Yah, we thank you for the voice. Yah, we just thank you for breaking chains. We thank you for our P31 ladies. Yah, we thank you for our men of valor and our young people under the Rod Napa program. We thank you for the blessings that you're bestowing upon us that we yet to see yet. Over flooding us, our cup runneth over, but surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in your house forever, in your kingdom forever, under your will forever, in your power and authority forever, under the blood forever. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you tonight as we say thank you for breaking chains. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. All of your children all over the earth say amen, amen, and amen. We thank y'all. Enjoy yourself. Be blessed tonight. Man, I tell you, I had a wonderful time with you. I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about that. You better tell Yah to take you out of the mouth of the lion. He shut the mouth of the lion for Daniel, so he'll shut it for you. He got ours back, y'all. He got us. The path is already laid out. Stick to the plan. We break your chains. Always check us out. blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. We always breaking chains. YAT. Yah bless you. We love you and keep you. Peace.
Yeah.
Father, I know that your word says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I know that the good in me is the Christ in me, because Christ is my righteousness. Yeah. But Father, even though it seems like trouble is all around, just like Daniel in the lion's den, Father, you shut the lion's mouth. And I'm asking you in my time to deliver me from the mouth of the lion.
Follow with thee, cause greater is thee. Only through Jesus can I succeed.
showing up, and it's showing up. The testing trials that I'm going through, I'm so glad my mentor found someone he can pour into. See, the father-son relationship is the way to grow. And I thank God for it, cause we fight a powerful foe. And he ain't playing with you. Lord, I need you to stand with me in the heat of the fire. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. The enemy has been closed all around me, but I gotta keep fighting. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. You're the word is truth, and with you, Father, I know I will triumph. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. I got a work to do, and in you I can face my Goliath. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. Hey. I can't accept defeat, no, but it's hard to stay on my feet. And God, I'm grateful for your power, but I believe I need more. Pressure building to the ceiling, dealing with situations. My concentration is not as strong as it has been lately. Everything I'm facing is trying to break me, but I'ma make it. And I'ma go through with a smile, cause sure I got the world, can't take it. But face it, I realize that this is just part of the process. Really don't wanna open that closet, cause inside may be the Loch Ness. But I gotta progress, I can't benefit from no profit. I'm searching for the key to my destiny, I guess I'm in need of a locksmith. Feeling like sometimes I've been dropkicked, but throwing in the towel is nonsense. Too many years in it, too much time spent, I'm just telling you how my mind get, yeah. I'm leaning on you, and I'm in need of your anointing. I heard somebody say that trouble don't last always, and joy comes in the morning. That's why God, I'm leaning on you, and I'm in need of your anointing. I know these troubles won't last always, and my joy's coming in the morning. I'm waiting right here.
Lord, I need you to stand with me in the heat of the fire.
I'm right here, I'm not gonna move, Lord.
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.